Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Mount Holmes boys leading Paragould 28-17. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough way to wrap up the week, that 43-33 loss to Paragould tonight. I know you and I were just talking during the break. Some things that were beyond your team's control, but other things that you definitely could control in that game.
Yeah, that's pretty much the message in the locker room was, you know, there were some things that happened out there tonight that you can't control, but that's every basketball game. And then you come into an environment, really this is a lot like Mountain Home. I mean, great home crowd, except you got about a third of the size of the gym.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they're packed in here, and it's loud. And a lot of things that we can control that, you know, that had we – been better, we probably would have won the game. And you can't go in the locker room and tell your kids, you know, and let them make excuses. If I walk in the locker room and let our kids make excuses and hear, oh, the, you know, the foul count was 24-8, you know, and stuff like that, then all you're doing is getting worse. You better go in there and you better own it, and you better try to fix it, and you worry about the things you can't control, because our basketball team is good enough that if there's a few things that we'll control better, then we'll be pretty good. And we are pretty good. I mean, it's kind of weird because we're sitting here, I don't even know what our record was before tonight, I think 17-4, 18-4 or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you, as a coach, you can just feel it. You can feel it coming, and you didn't know it was necessarily going to happen tonight, but you just feel it coming because of some of the things that we're doing not well that we are in control of. And maybe it happened tonight. Happening tonight is better than happening if you do make the playoffs.
Right.
And, you know, I will say this. I will not stand on that sideline and watch Anna Grace Foreman get beat to death like that ever again. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to do it. She's given us her heart and her soul for 3 years.
Yep.
And she plays hard, and she's given us everything she can give us. And she gets just physically beat up, and nothing's called. But then, you know, it gets called on the other end. And that's the, all I'm going to say is I'm not going to watch that anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, now you'll need to try to bounce back against a Marion team that the last time you faced them, you know, it was at their place. It was a come-from-behind victory in that game.
Well, we're going to have to play better than we played tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I think they're playing pretty good right now. You know, we're going to have to step up and learn from this tonight. As we say, every time we talk, it never, ever gets easier in this league. And, you know, I did just see where Searcy actually beat Marion. So that's a big-time upset.
It really is.
And then it looks like that Nettleton beat West Memphis by 4.
So they're in first place by themselves.
West Memphis in second place by themselves. And now, you know, it looks like that we are actually in fourth place, because us and Jonesboro are tied.
Yeah.
And Jonesboro beat us by more than we beat them.
Oh, yeah.
So we would, if the season ended today, we'd be the 4 seed. So, you know, but you can't, you just got to play the next game. That thing's going to move. I bet you that second, third, and fourth place move around a little bit, but you just got to play the next game. I mean, it's frustrating. It hurts that, hey, we had 100% control of things that we can do better, and we didn't do them.
Waddell, thanks for joining us tonight, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I do want to say that Emily Payne's mom couldn't be here tonight, and she's recovering, and tell her, hope she gets better soon.
Absolutely. Dell, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Mount Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. We'll take a break and come back and check our halftime numbers, our score. Mount Home leading Paragould 28-17. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes boys leading Paragould 28-17 at the break. Right now, Mount Holmes' leading scorer is Wyatt Gilbert with 10 points, 8 apiece for Satch Harris and Matt Jones. Harris actually had 8 straight points to kind of help the Bombers pull away there, and 2 for Abe Crawford. As for Paragould, 8 from Sam Freeman all in the first quarter, 7 for Nathan Lear, and 2 for Eli Schreit. Mountain Home with 4 turnovers so far. Paragould with 7 so far. A good chunk of Paragould's turnovers coming on offensive fouls, charges, and illegal screens. This game has had 1 tie and 1 lead change. And Dell Leonard still at the broadcast position. Dell, you got to be really impressed with the way Mountain Home was playing in this first half so far.
Playing well. You know, Wise playing really well. They don't have anybody to stop Matt. He's just dominating them down there on the block. And you know, they're having a hard time matching up with those two, and it was really nice to see Satch Harris back out there, hit a big shot there. At least he may have hit more, but when I came out, I walked right out when he hit a big shot, and so that was good for him. And you know, obviously, I hope we can hang on and win this game.
That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a quick 30-second break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Paragould 28-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it Me Banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.